We are learning Masechta Suras Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis, and we are starting on top of Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis. Boy me ron v'acham Rav Chista. Hareze gitech v'lishiskar shiboy el achash toysim yoyim. There's an idea that I can make a kinyan now on something. You give an isha a get, she makes a hagbah on the get, she makes kinyan chotza on the get, but I'm making it at the time release, that it's only going to be chal in 30 days. But there's a halacha that in 30 days the get has to be around. It can't be burnt up in 30 days. Even though I'm making the kinyan now, but since the get's being chal in 30 days, it still has to be around. There's another halacha. It can't be in a place where it's completely mufka from her ashus. It can't be a place where it has no shaykhs to her. So he says like this. If he's telling Isha, raise a gitach, but scarcely by a lachas of Yerim, you shouldn't be divorced till after 30 days. Vahalcha, she went, v'nichasa v'tzidah shirabim. It's put on the side of a shirabim. Mahu. What's halacha? And you see already from the shayla that he holds, you put it in the shirabim, that's mufka from her shos, the taka won't be chal anymore. Even though it was chal from now, the kinyan, but since it's only chal in 30 days, at that time it has to be in a place where it has some kind of shaykhis to her. The sada shirabim, she can have a shaykhis to. But even the shirabim, she has no shaykhis to that. So the shayla, what's halacha of tzidah shirabim? Like sidewalks of shirabim. Mao. Omalei, so he answered, ain't a migarashas. With the Rav Shmuel, I'll bring Rav Rav Shmuel. The Rav Shmuel darmer to value, but who should sabarim umenachem b'shus rabim? But tzidus rabim is rabim dami. They say that the halacha is that we had in our Mishnah that when the fear of tarfin that you could do a tefisa that the bali chayvais could grab something from the metatlim. It's only if it's sitting in shirabim. And so you see that if it's sitting in shirabim, it's considered mufka from the shus of the yarshim. And but see there's shirabim, shirabim dami. And the size of shirabim is like a shirabim dami. So what will bring a raya? The Rav Shmuel says that if since I'm sitting here in shirabim, then it's mufka from the shul. So here also, the get, if it's in shirabim, it's mufka. And see there's shirabim because shirabim dami. So Freit Taisa, Bambakasha. What do we need? What do you have from Rav Shmuel? Rav Chama knew that the rate of shirabim is, he only asked see there's shirabim. He knew the shirabim is not good, it's mufka. So just like we're saying in Rav Shmuel, Tzidah Shirabim Tzidah Shirabim, say it in Rav Macham also. Like, what do we see more from Shmuel? What did Rav Shmuel say more than Rav Macham himself? That tells us top kasha. I'm just Harba Yeshua Tamaya. It's like a Harba Yeshua Tamaya, this kasha. This kasha, you learn this Gemara at this kasha, then you miss the boat. Like, what's going on here? What's going on? And for Tosfos, that the Raya is really from the second half of Shmuel. It's not brought down here. Rav Shmuel said, who's Shmuel Rav Shirabim? Aval Besimta, they say, is fine. In the Simta, it's fine. So the simta, it doesn't work. He says, "What Rav Shmuel says?" That's what Rav Shmuel says. Rav Shmuel say that Rav Shmuel Tavai with one of those Rav, Rav Simta law. Yeah, and simta holds that there it is considered part of the Yerushim Zeshus. That's the raya. So the raya from here is that he want to bring a raya from here that Tzidir Shirabim is not like that because we're saying Dafka is Simta, but Tzidir Shirabim is like a Shirabim. They said only a Simta is not. They only said only a Simta is good, is there, that belongs to the Yarshim. But anything that's less than a Simta is like Shirabim. So it's a raya, Tzidir is just a Shirabim and Shirabim. So raya is really from part of Simta. That's the raya from Shmuel. That's what you want to bring a raya. So the more no Adraba, Megaresh, Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman, Rav Avuah. I'll tell you, Adrabah, that it is Megureshes, which means it's been like this. If it's in a Mufkadika place, it's not Megureshes. So he said, Tzidah Shirabim and Shirabim, what's the Raya? Like Tosfos speaks out, Rav Shmuel said only a Simta is called the Rishus Yarshim, but not anything else above that. So what's the Adrabah, Megureshes, Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman, Rav Avuah. I'm like a Mashiach Parazu. You tell your friend, make a Mashiach on this part, Rav Lesi Knulach, and it shouldn't be kind to you at the Achas Hashviyam until after 30 days. So halacha is you kinda feel a medes ba'agam. You kinda even though it's in the agam, which is charis b'mufka from your rishos. My love, hainu agam means like a swamp. My love, hainu agam, behind the tzidus rabim. Isn't tzidus rabim and agam very similar? And there it says that it's megaresha. So you see that tzidus rabim is not like a shirabim. So I don't know what it's not arrived from there. Loi agam lechud, but tzidus rabim lechud. You don't agam and tzidus rabim are two separate entities, and agam. It's better than Tzidus Shirabim. Tzidus Shirabim is more Rosh Shirabimdik, and that might be Mufka from Rosh Shos. Agav, Tosfos speaks out, when you say these type of things, that I want to make a thing that's Chal in 30 days, it's time release, you have to say the word Ma'achshav. We're not going to get into that now. Tosfos told you have to say Ma'achshav, all the shame, hold not. Al-Kapadam, yeah. Ikadamri, just another version of our Sugya, that the opposite, Omalei Megureshes, Rav Nachman. When he answered the question, he said it's Megureshes like Rav Nachman. But Tzidus Shirabim is Agam Dami, because Shirabim is like Agam, and that's good enough. Break the Mara Adraba, any regressions, Mirabah Shmuel. Because Rabbi Shmuel say that simta is considered Rishus Yerushim. Anything more than that, Tzidu Shirabim is no good. My love, Hayim Shirabim, Hayim Tzidu Shirabim. Shirabim and Shirabim are the same thing. Loi, Shirabim L'chod, Tzidu Shirabim L'chod. Shirabim and Tzidu Shirabim are separate. So Lefi's second Lashon will come out, that's Megureshes. And Lefi, the first Lashon will come out, that's in Megureshes. That's the difference of two Lashonis, of which way we come out. Balak upon him, Marat Shal here, what's the halach of Tzidu Shirabim regarding this Hafka? Tosfos asked the Ramask of Tzidei, that Eil and Iris there, it's Mavuya Klar, that like Indian Kenyan, Kenyan Tzidu Shirabim maybe is better. Whatever, Ayin Shom, the Gemara has a Machlekes there, why don't we bring down that Machlekes? Tosfos is bothered by that. Okay. Vaita, new Mishnah. Hamoyshiv is Ishtoi Cheminis. If someone appoints his wife in charge of the store. They have a store. They sell wine and they sell fruit. And she is the CEO of his store. Oy, she mina apotropia. Or he appointed her apotropos of his entities. Ha raise them as spirit calls man shiirta. He can make her swear anytime that she's not stealing things, you know, squirreling off stuff for herself. Let him make her make a shvuah. Rabbi Loza Omer, I feel a pilch of Ayisasa. Rabbi Loza says you don't have to wait till she becomes the CEO of your business. You can make her swear, even if you think she's taking too much dough from you or too much threads from you. You can make her swear any time to make sure she's not taking things from you. That's Machlokes of Leza and Tanakama. So more of the question. Abayalu, what is Machlokes exactly of Leza and Tanakama? Abayalu, Leza Ade Gilgul Kama, or Lechitil Kama. Rabbi Lezer, when he says he can make a shvua on pilcha v'ayisasa, does it mean like this? That she's apotropos or the charge of the chemin, charge of the store, and let her make a shvua that she didn't hold anything back for herself because she's in charge of the store. So that anyone can do that. So here the question is, could you make a gilgul shvua on other things? That's what Rabbi Lezer holds. So what's pshat in Tanakama? If it's Gilgul, so what would be pshat in Tanakama? I don't know, ever hold a Gilgul Shvua. Gilgul Shvua means, if you're making a Shvua anyway on something, I can magalgal other things that are not really Mechayev Shvua. If that's the case, so then why can... what's the Machlaika? So Rashi explains. Because Rashi would hold that on a Shvua de Rabbanon, which is this Shvua of a Chemini, you can't be do Gilgul Shvua. So that would be pshat in Tanakama or Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer holds you could do Gilgul on a de Rabbanon. And the Rabbanon holds you can't do, and the Tanakam holds you can't do a Gilgul Shvua on the Rabbanon. That would be the beer HaMachlekes. Is that Machlekes? Or, but there's an Egin of Shvua, there's an own Shvua on the din of Pilchav Yisasa. I just want to speak out that this halacha, Moishiv Isha Chemedes, you can make a Shvua, the Ran speaks out, Haidin Alav Dafka Be'ishtar, the Chol Odom Nami, any person, Shemina Oysa Apotropia Mashpia, Kozman Shiyirtsa. You can make a Shvua any time. I'm just saying, in the case of a wife. So the what's the machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon is the machlekes Rabbi Eliezer holds you can make a new shvua pilcha v'yisasa, which means she's called a CEO of the house and she has din of a apotropos of the house. I can make a shvua, or it's a din gilgul. And we said if it's din gilgul, Tanakam will argue because the Rabbanon. Toshima Tosis, by the way, argues on that pshat. Tosis holds that we hold everyone could do megalgal by the Rabbanon. So that's a different machlekes. We're not gonna say over Tosis, but Tosis point out Tosis argues on Rashi. Toshima Omrul Rabbi Eliezer. We have in a brayza that the Tanakhama said back to Rabbi Eliezer, you make people make shvuas on pilcha v'yisasa, ain't odom darim nachash kikva. You can't, that's terrible for shalom bayis. You can't live together with a nachash in the same basket. So yam v'shalom l'chatchila, if you hold that it's a shvua l'chatchila al pilcha v'yisasa shapir, we understand the Rabbanon's taina. Eliyam v'zei gilgul, ma'inaf galimino. If it's al-zei gilgul, what's the difference? She anyway has to make a shvua anyway because she's in charge of the chemedi, so what's the big deal? Why does that make it like hard for shalom bayis? So Mar says, yeah, it still makes it hard for some bias. The Amrlay, she says to him, "Keeping the kadaikas v'asroi kulihai, you're being worried, so petty of every little thing. Loim matir od baradach. I can't live with you if you're so petty over every little thing." So we don't have a riot to the shal yet. The next riot will be a riot. Tashma, hareish loy patas ishtay min aneder and a shvua. In a case where a person did not pata his wife from aneder and a shvua, we'll see the next mishnah. You could write in your ksuba that I'm not going to make you make aneder and a shvua. He didn't do that. And he made her into a store owner, or Shemina Apotropia, or he appointed her as the treasurer over her entire estate, over his entire estate. I raised him as free calls once a year. You can make a swear anytime you want. Unless he never made her any CEO of any entities, any yachalashbiya, then you can't make her swear. Now, Blazer, my apisha lawyer, Shiva Chavanis, for loy me the apachopis, my first. Even if he didn't make her a Chavanis, he didn't make her apachopis, hare zemashvir calls much years, so you can make her swear anytime you want. She ain't lecha isha, so he nasses apachopis, shahachas, bechayibal, apilcha, valisasa. There's no isha who's not in charge of the household items at one point in her life, and since she's the CEO of her household items, you can make her make a shua for that. Now that the Chum said back, you can't live like that. Shmami no, the Chilah Shmami no. It's here, Eliezer holds that you can do a Shvuah lechatchila Shmami no. And what about the Tanakama? Does he hold you can do Gilgul Shvuah? Now that we're saying Pshat Eliezer is lechatchila, what did that Gilgul Shvuah fit the Tanakama? So the Rosh speaks out, fit the Tanakama, Taka, you could do either Gilgul. And Taisus holds that. Anyway, that's the case. Some argue on this Rosh, but the Rosh says that it comes out of Maskana that Rabbi Eliezer holds he could do a Shvuah lechatchila. And the Rabbanan holds he could do Gilgul Shvuah. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Cost of law, he writes to her when they get married, Neder v'shvuah ein li alayich ein yachal asbiya. He writes to her when they get married that I'm not going to make you make an Neder v'shvuah. And we'll see like which shvuah were they anticipating. We'll see in the Gemara about that. But if you write that, then she doesn't have to make a shvuah. He pater her from a shvuah. But Ava Masfiyah who has Yarshev as a Bam Beshusa. But he still could make her Yarshim or the people coming in her kayak shvuah. For example, if she got divorced and then she died, so you owe her a ksuba, he can make the Yarshim swear that they don't have any. They didn't get paid yet. Or if she sold her ksuba, he could still make the people who came mekayach her a shvuah, because he only patted her from a shvuah, but not the people coming mekayacha, not the people coming with her ksuba, that they already didn't pat. They only patted her from a shvuah. Neda v'shvuah ain't li...
What? Once he divorced her, who cares what that was her marriage.
No, he didn't say it was married. He said not making a shvuah on her, on the person, not on the marriage. He didn't say the marriage. He said neda v'shvuah ain't li alayich. He didn't say that marriage. Unless he speaks out that I'm not going to make you swear by your shayich or your inheritors, by the bomb v'shuscha, or people come, people buy from you, then in your chalash bia lohi lo yoshev lo yisbar v'shuscha. Then if he makes up that tonight, then he can't make any of them swear. Aval yarshav what? No chiddush. You have to speak it out. Aval Yarshav, but his own Yarshav, Mashbiya Moisav as Yarshav as Bar Meshusah. He only patted it, he's not going to make the Shvuah, but let's say his Yarshav, he dies, and now his Yarshav, they're collecting from his Yarshav could make them swear, including the wife, the Yarshav, and the Bar Meshusah. Let's say he says, Neder v'shvuah ein li, v'loy li Yarshai, v'loy li Bar Meshusi, alayich val Yarshayich v'bar Meshusah. Let's say it covers everyone. It says, not me or my Yarshav, or the people who bought me, or your Yarshim, or your people for you, or you, no one has to make a shvuah, then, ein yachal hashbiya, lo hu, lo yarsha, lo bar meshusa, he can't, or his Yarshim, or his people coming with kayachim, can't make them swear, lo yoysa, lo yarsha, lo bar meshusa, none of them can make a shvuah. You put in the tanai everything. I can ask me, here you have a kashu, my here, how do I make a tanai that my lekeach won't be mechayav a shvuah? So the teretz is, so Vuyan Rashi later on, that the whole kayach to make a shvuah comes from him. Lekech really doesn't have a kayach like a shua. He, the one who says, Parati, I paid up, you didn't pay up. Lekech doesn't know the difference. So this only comes to kayachim. If he's mevate on the kayach shua, he can mevate on the kayach shua of his lekech also. That means, if he has people who bought the fields from him, and now they're coming to collect the ksuba from that, they usually can make a shua. But it's only because he could have said Parati. But if he says, I'm mevate on the shua, then he could, since it's his schus, he could pat them from a shua also. Now, what happens? Holcha mekeva baila. Let's say after her husband dies, holcha mekeva baila beis avia. She went back home. She went back to her house, but she didn't learn as avatropis. She didn't do any work anymore as avatropis. Then the halacha is in a yarshim mashbiyah moisa. Like we just said, the yarshim can't be mashbiyah moisa because he made it tonight. But from nasas avatropis, now she comes avatropis again on the yarshim's estate. So then that tonight doesn't work anymore. From nasas avatropis, yarshim mashbiyah moisa osud lavay. You could make a shvuah on the things that happen afterwards, because that the tanai doesn't work. You can't make a tanai on something happens after he died, because that's a new parasha, and therefore that you can make a shvuah on. They can make a shvuah on. That's halacha. You can make a shvuah on. Zok the Gemara, Shvuah Ma'avita. Which Shvuah we're talking about that you anticipate a certain Shvuah? So it's Machloikas. We're talking about on an apotropis that she became apotropis while her husband was alive. So you're referring to that when you said that ain't li alayach a shvuah. That's what it's referring to. So, but Rashi says, let's say she was mechayev herself a shvuah through pegimas ksuba, which means when she says that you paid up, I agree, you paid up part of my ksuba, she has to make it. It's like I might mix it a little bit. We'll see more about that on the next on base. But there she can make it, she has to make a shua. That type of shua, you didn't pater, because that she caused herself. That's the first one of the holes. Only type of shua that I'm causing, I can pater, but the shua that you caused, I'm not patering. That's the first one of the yama. Rav Nachman Rav Avuah, Pegemes Ksuvasa, it's going on Pegemes Ksuvasa, even on Pegemes Ksuvasa. It means even in the case where she caused herself to be chayav shua by saying, you know, when she walks into Ksuvah, it says 200, she says, by the way, you paid me 100 already. So there, Lachish has to make a shua now, the other 100. There, even that is part of it. And of course, the case of apotropis is part of it. Just to point out that if we're talking about apotropis, the chiv of shua of apotropis, that's what Mishnah's talking about, how does a pastor say that her yarshim has to make a shua? What does her yarshim got to do with her apotropis? Mishnah is her ksuba. So then we understand that we make the shua to the yarshim that she didn't tell you that she got paid up already. But here, if it's her apotropis, what is it talking about? So Taisa brings out for Yishalmi that when it says Yarshim and Bershusa means she has a right to, when she's apotropis, she has a right to make someone else apotropis also. So there, the apotropis that's going through her, that Chiyav Shua that apotropis has to make, and there you could pater the Shah if you pater them from a Shua or not. So the Gemara is going to come out about this Pegemes Ksuba. So I see that the Oyam is a little bit ready for Slicha, so we're going to stop right here, and we'll continue, we'll start again from the Gemara on the Pei Zayin.